As you guys are reassessing the type of players, and I'm sure you know heights and weights and so forth, you know, we've talked about challenge souls in the past, and Coach talked about a different kind of celebrating the uniqueness of the players. Where are you all at with that whole character eval now, moving forward with the new, I guess, schematics of the players?
Well, that's a really semantically responsible way of delivering that. What did you say, celebrate the...
Uniqueness of the individuals.
We have always been particular, as you know, since I've been here in eight, about making sure that we had the right fit. They, number one, being team guys and pulling together. Understanding that we've never, ever stressed that we were so judgmental to think that we're going to have a whole bunch of, you know, again, angelic souls. We were talking about getting guys who believed in doing things together as a team. Mm-hmm. Some of those guys may be a little different. They may have different upbringings. They may have some rubs or challenges that they've had to face. We're open to, no question, acquiring football players like that. Part of it has to do with making sure that, you know, that they are able to deal with, you know, the issues at hand and how we can help them moving forward. So we are open to having football players with a lot of different backgrounds
The uniqueness of the individuals.
Yes. We are totally understanding to that.
Uh-huh. Yep. And go ahead, Ron.
Have you talked to Dan at all about the importance maybe of getting something done with Julio's contract so we can lock him up long term? Has that been discussed between you guys yet? I know maybe it hasn't been discussed with them, but have you guys talked about what you want to do there?
Yeah, there's no question. We've had discussions about Julio and obviously everyone else on our roster. And when you're talking about one of the guys that we feel is one of the best talents in the league, that's, of course, going to be a discussion topic. We will continue, again, to look at what we have here when we start putting together the team and thinking about being creative, because as co-team builders, it's important for us to look at the nuances, again, of money and how we're going to put everything together. This is much more difficult than it was many years ago in my mind to try to take a quarterback who's going to be very expensive and take a receiver and take a couple other positions and make sure you're paying market value and also making sure that you have enough space on the team to do the right thing. Plain and simple, we want Julio to be here for many years to come.
Do you have any concerns at all? He's had little injuries, and he had the big major injury a couple years ago. That's always a factor when it comes to contract, but it seems like his health is fine, and he's going. How do you view that with health?
I believe his health is fine. I think he's come off of his most recent challenge from last year, and he did really well this year. And again, he's done a really nice job in training, and he's very mindful of his body. And those are the kind of athletes you want they're very mindful of how they put what they put in their body, how they treat their body, and that's positive for us with him.
Is the filter lightened? I mean, are you going as far as the character filter that you all have had on the team, will there be more guys on the board that than in years past y'all might have had a black mark on?
No, I don't think there'll be any more or any less, quite honestly. I think, again, we're very cognizant of what our guidelines are. We've talked to Dan and his staff about that as well. That's important for us. Ultimately, we're, as you know, a values-driven organization. Mm-hmm. It comes down from Mr. Blank, and that's very important for this organization. And we also understand the importance of winning football games. And so we make sure that we keep it all in consideration. And are we any more particular now? Mm-hmm. We've always been particular, so I'm not thinking that things are going to change as far as our acquisition approach.
What were your thoughts on just the rookie class from last year and how they performed?
You know, I think the rookie class last year, as I do, you know, the year before, I think there are some really encouraging prospects there. And I think in this new scheme, I think we have a number of guys that are going to fit in well with what Dan's doing. So, again, I'm encouraged by what we have on our, you know, on the youthful side. I know, again, that there are certain areas that we're gonna have to really focus on. And I think that they can come together with the players that we have in place right now. And I think it's encouraging to hear this staff talk about what they have. Often when you're in a situation like we have been the last year and a half, we all can stress some of the, you know, sort of the challenges or the negatives, and I'm very encouraged to hear a lot of the positivity that I'm hearing from this new staff. It's a lot easier to look at it when you come into an organization new and say, wow, we do have some players on this football team, so that's exciting.
Go ahead, Matt.
That just seems to be one of the things that Dan seems to value is the positivity. Approaching it with that.
Right, and I think that's important, as we all know, right? Stress what we can get out of the players and not stress what we can't. he's a big proponent of that, and the way that he approaches it, making sure that, again, this is a no-complain rule organization going forward, not that it was before at all. It wasn't a negative building at all, but I think Dan's really going to stress the importance of that. So when these players do have some challenges, he's going to be stressing, and he's going to force his coaches to stress the positives. Let's figure out what they do well, and let's capitalize on that, not put them in a spot to do otherwise and work off their challenges. So I think he's got a real good grasp of that.
How is Jake coming off his injury? How is he progressing? And are you concerned about, you know, you got several offensive linemen coming out injury. They got to get used to a new scheme and everything. Yeah. So, you know, how do you get that chemistry going with those guys if they're coming back from those injuries? But first, Jake.
Jake is healing very well. He's one of those guys, again, knows his body, takes really good care of how he approaches his body. So I'm not concerned about his recovery at all. He decided to go through the procedure he went through because he thought it was the best way to get himself back healthy and ready to go at the beginning of the year, and we have no concerns that way. As per the rest of the offensive line, that was unfortunate with the rash of injuries. They are all healing very well. Once they get to the other side of their health, as you know, start putting some more weight back on, which is always the case when you're injured. I think we're going to have a number of offensive linemen that are going to fit into this scheme, and that's exciting for me as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's the timetable on Jake? What would you want him to start doing activities?
Well, I think, again, Jake will start to move around, and I think he's going to be in a situation where we'll have to map it out through the spring and decide when he comes back, if it's in, when it is. And we don't know right now, but we're encouraged that when the time comes, when we need him to hit the ground running, that he's going to figuratively and literally do so well.
Okay.
Yep.
How active can you all be in free agency this year? And seen a couple different numbers on what the cap might be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are a number of different approaches or at least evaluations of our numbers. I think we're going to be very open-minded to what our free agency approach is going to be. We are, again, it's so important for us to leave here, see what we have potentially, from a collegiate standpoint, and again, compare it to what may be out there in free agency. I keep saying that, but I can't stress how important that is. We've been in a situation, hold up in my office with Dan, spending a lot of time, again, looking at that roster and looking at comparing what's out there potentially in free agency. And I'm talking about the skills, I'm talking about the speed, I'm talking about the production, comparing it to what's on our draft board right beside our pro free agency board, and being able to compare. And that's a big thing for us. So for me to make a call right now until we actually see these guys out here is a little premature. Suffice it to say that we have some money and we have an approach that we're willing to make moves if we deem them necessary.
How would you rate the free agent pass rush group? How would you rate those in general, what you see out of that group of guys?
As they apply to, Dan's scheme and his approach, I think there are a number of really good football players in free agency at the pass rush position. That's what I believe, as I do in
a lot of depth there, or?
Excuse me, as I do in the draft. Yes, I believe there's depth there. Mm-hmm. I believe there's depth there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you necessarily, there's high-priced guys out there,
sure,
but you can find some values, you feel?
Oh, I feel very confident that given Dan's expertise on pass rush and his approach, that we're going to find some very good football players on both sides of the board, and he's going to get the most out of, what we do bring in as pass rushers.
When he was in Seattle, they kind of did the mid-market deal with Bennett and Averill a couple years back. Is that a pattern that could unveil itself for you guys?
Yeah, there's no question about that. He's a big believer in making sure that, you don't necessarily always have to jump out the high-tier guys, mm-hmm, and pay out the roof. That, there may be a situation that you can get some mid-line guys that are going to fit his system, and he's going to utilize them. One of the things about free agency, as we know, there tends to be a ramped-up expectation. We talked about that, and I think Dan's going to make sure that that's not the issue here, and that's not the approach. It's about making sure that we get who fits into our system, and we're not going to be making a big deal about it. It's not all about pomp and circumstance with our acquisitions. It's about making sure that they fit in with this football team.
Could Devontae be a full-time back in the new scheme?
Yes, no question.
And have you talked to Weatherspoon and Peter's people?
I have discussed, yes. I have discussed, yes, with both of them.
Where do you feel the whole Matt Bryan situation stands? Obviously, he's got to be a priority.
There's no question that we've had a lot of discussions with Matt's people, and again, I think Matt is a heck of a football player and a kicker, and he's done some really good things for us. So, you know, hopefully that'll come to fruition where we're anchored in there and we have him.
Is that something you want to get done pretty quickly?
We're hoping that you know that is finished fairly expeditiously. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
The age doesn't concern you all at all.
From Matt's
bit older, yeah.
I mean, Matt's obviously has some age in his leg, but Matt's one of those guys, again, takes care of his body very well, and he's so fine-tuned as far as his flexibility and his hydration, because that's another part of it. And I think I'm not concerned about it as far as what we're looking to do. And I'm not going to get into the specifics of that deal, but, I think he's still got years left in him.